When I knew that Melissa's class was going to be doing research about animals, and especially thinking about animals that are coming into the city of Saskatoon, where the city of Saskatoon is maybe taking over some of their habitat, but also there have been moose coming in and walking over people's cars. There have been deer getting into people's gardens. So I thought, well, where could we start in starting to think about the impact of humans on animal needs and the impact of animals on human needs? So I selected this book. It's called Amber, The Story of a Red Fox by Shirley Woods, who is a Canadian author. And this tells the story of a year in the life of a young fox named Amber. So I took this book to Melissa's class and read the first two chapters aloud, and then I left it for Melissa to continue to read it to her class. Now, was this an easy book to read to your class?
It wasn't an easy book to read at the beginning because I had to stop and do mini lessons throughout the chapter. My students, their visualization skills weren't as good as a proficient reader would, that is reading chapter books. So I had to do a lot of vocabulary, definitions, diagrams, explanations, anything that I could do to help my students visually understand what's going on in each chapter. Before each chapter, we discussed what we thought might happen according to the title and the beginning photo that the author has given us. Also, at the end of each book, each chapter, we discussed some pictures that each child has put in their minds regarding each chapter. Yes.
And I know, as I learned that your students were becoming so interested in foxes, I brought in some nonfiction books about foxes. And did your students, how did they make use of those books?
They enjoyed the books because they were able to see the pictures within the nonfiction books and then relate it back to the chapter book that we had read. They were able to see a fox burrow, a life cycle, all those different things gave them a visual. So the nonfiction books were